Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the PVD Cast, the only podcast that's live and indirect from Providence, Rhode Island, via Columbus, Ohio. I'm the man that brings it to you. I'm your gracious host, John Orlando, and welcome to episode 106. I took a week off to spend Thanksgiving out in the eastern part of the state, spending some time with my family, and spending some time with some friends, and I had a very good Thanksgiving. It was very relaxing. I hope that each and every one of you had a very nice Thanksgiving as well. And man, what do you know? It's December 1st, and we are now on a crazy runaway train towards Christmas. Yeah, it's going to be here before you know it. But, you know, honestly, though, I really did have a good Thanksgiving, going back to that for a minute. And it was really nice just to get back home and see some folks, and especially my family who, you know, I haven't been home since July, you know, to either one of my homes, whether we're talking about Eastern Ohio or Rhode Island. So it was very nice to get back. And then, you know, of course, unfortunately, the strange events that happened here in Columbus that put us in the national spotlight, the crazy violence that went on down at Ohio State University. And, you know, I'm thankful that nobody I knew was involved in that craziness. But, you know, I'm sure that there are people listening to this podcast that maybe had a friend or a family member that was impacted by that. And, you know, just I think it made me think that, man, you know, I watch the news and I go, oh, well, that takes place in another country, or that took place on the West Coast, that took place in the Southeast. But, you know, it just drives home the point that violence and crime can impact you at any moment, no matter where you are. And so, anyways, I hope that everybody involved in that situation that was injured by that chaos, hopefully that they recover and they move on with their lives. So, but all right, you know what? That was kind of a little bit of a downer. Let's bring it back up. Let's talk about my guest, who I think has the shortest turnaround for a repeat appearance on this podcast. But I had to make it happen. I had to have it happen. My guest is Mr. Adam Fields, and as you know, just a couple of episodes ago, Adam was on the PVD Cast, but there were a ton of technical issues because with him being out in the western part of the state, we Skyped the interview, and there was a lot of technical issues. And I just felt, honestly, that I you know, recorded it once, it was completely unusable. We recorded it a second time, and that is the one that is up on the on my website, pvdcast.com, and the other different outlets where you can get this podcast. But I wasn't happy with it because I know that the quality was subpar. So November 20th, he was in town. He was in Hilliard, Ohio at the Buckeye Comic Con, which is a small little comic book show. Jeff Harper puts it on. And by the way, Jeff Harper, you do a great job. I've been a fan of your small little cons for years. And I don't use that term small as a derogatory comment. I love them. But anyways, went out there, got to sit down live with Adam, and we had a real good talk. He's very passionate about his project, Prowl, which is coming out in January, and we talk about that. And actually, funny thing, I know it's a little bit of a catchphrase that I use, that this is the podcast that's live and indirect. Well, we are live in the literal lobby of the hotel, so you're going to hear a lot of things going on in the background, but it's live, man. In which, as a side note, and I'm going to get off on a tangent, I really want to start doing more live editions of the PVD Cast. I haven't done one in many, many years, since the OCW ones that I did a couple of years ago, so I'm putting that on my list of things to do, is more live podcasts. But, all right, anyways, I'm kind of rambling here. I want to get right to the point. So right after this quick break, you're going to hear my conversation with Mr. Adam Fields.
Trivia Geeks, the Unpredictable Game Show podcast, is back with a brand new season. They've got a new host, new games, and a new day and time. But that's not all. Now you can download their companion app, Triv Now, and play along in real time. Watch Carrie on YouTube as she tries to convince her partner that his Dark Knight hasn't risen in years. Listen on Diamond Club and Alpha Geek Radio, Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. You can also follow the show on Facebook and Twitter and get all the latest updates and showtimes.
Well, you know, Adam, third time's a charm. That's what the old saying goes.
That's right. That is right.
All right, John Orlando here in the hotel lobby with Adam Fields. Adam, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. We are here at Buckeye Comic Con, so you may hear a little bit of extra noise in the background, folks, but that's because we're right here smack dab in the Artist Alley.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is right outside of the show. So how was the show today?
It was busy.
Really?
Was for an end of year show. I think it was a lot of people getting Black Friday stuff, honestly. Think it was good. It was one of the best ones in the past few months, really.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. So I appreciate the fact that you came back on since we had so many technical issues last time around. And, so maybe let's recap a little bit, if you don't mind.
Sounds good.
All right. You have a project coming out, and one of the things that I want to talk about is you now have a release date.
I do.
But let's tell the listeners at home a little bit about your project,
so,
Prowl.
Prowl, that is my creator-owned comic series that'll be releasing January 25th, exactly 65 days. I put a countdown timer on my website, midnight27studios.com, just so I have a check, like, this is when it's going to happen. So it's real now. It's a comic book based about a werewolf. It's a guy in a small town. He finds this mysterious stone, puts it on his neck, and it turns into a werewolf. So he decides, hey, I'm going to clean up the city. There's a lot of smut. He starts digging a little deeper and finds out that there's a big history behind the amulet that he found, and he starts uncovering some really dark secrets that were meant to stay buried. So we start off with him about a couple months into this, and he knows his power and doesn't quite know his limitations yet. So January 25th is the date for issue one. So,
all right. Okay.
Yeah.
So is it all finished?
Issue one is
all done.
Yep. Okay. Issue two is 6 pages penciled. 7 will be done tonight. I'm going to be inking probably page 1 of issue 2 probably tomorrow. I'm going to start it.
Did you ink issue 1?
Yes, I did. Pencils, inks, colors.
You say that with a little bit of disgust.
Well, so my thing is I like to do the jobs first before I hire it out. That way I can sort of put myself in their shoes when I say, hey, I need this inked. I know exactly what they're going through. I know what goes into the job. So,
okay. All right.
Yeah, I feel put myself in their shoes before I bring somebody on.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yep.
I gotcha. But so issue one, January 25th.
Yep.
You have a date for issue two yet?
April 27th.
Okay.
I think it's the 25th, I believe. Also for whatever the third Wednesday in April is. So.
Okay.
I'm shooting for a quarterly release for every issue, so you got April, you have August, and then October, which I'm really looking forward to the October issue.
Is it going to have a strong Halloween tie-in?
It's going to be a violent one.
Oh,
that's,
okay.
That's what I'm looking forward to the most. That's what makes drawing comics fun, is the violence. So.
Well, let's talk just a little bit again, recap just a little bit of your background here, because, you know, one of the things that you revealed the first time we tried this, or the second time, or however many times we tried to get an episode out, was that Demolition Derbies, huh? You were a Demolition Derby guy.
I was. And the fun thing about that was not just wrecking cars.
There's more than that. Wrecking cars would be awesome.
Yeah, it was so entertaining, but there was a lot of frustrations that came along with it. You know, finding the car, trying to, you know, talk people down to the prices of their car because it was their grandmother's and stuff. You know, I hate to say it, but we don't care about that. We just want it for the shell. But there was a lot of just good times just in the pits with friends and just enjoying it. It wasn't about the money. It wasn't about, you know, trying to win. It was about going out, having a good time, putting on a good show for the fans who came into the fair. But out of the 10 years that I did that, I never won. I placed, I think, 4th was the highest that I ever did. Friends would never let me win. But it was all a good competition. I didn't have any rivals or anything, but when I decided to quit the demolition derby and get back into drawing, doors started opening up from that world. They were like, you know, some show promoters and other shirt vendors were like, hey, you know this world. Would you want to do a shirt design for us? And I, absolutely. So that kind of jump-started me into the freelance business. And it just sort of took off from there. One, you know, word of mouth is the best advertising you can get. Mm-hmm. So that was the transition from wrecking cars to designing stuff.
And the last time we talked, you have another career change because you're full-time now.
I am.
Making comics full-time in the new studio.
And finally, in the new studio in the house.
The
new studio. It takes up a third of our new living room, but my wife is okay with that. I worked for a company called Henny Penny for the past 9 years. A great company. I can't say anything bad about them. They're so wonderful and supportive. And when I put in my 2-week notice, they actually were more supportive of that because they like seeing someone follow their passion and their dream. And they knew that I'm going to be a success because I'm going to just my work ethic there. They see it me put into this. And they're like, you know what? You're going after it. And, you know, you have our support. So when I quit, they actually contracted me to do some more designs for them. So I actually did some posters for a new room that they added in. So so now that I'm doing this full time, the jobs and the freelance work just keeps flowing. And today I picked up about 3 more big commissions.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, when I come to these shows, I just never know. I did 2 here, and then I'm taking 3 home to do. So. And they're all different. It's an exciting career change, and it was much needed.
So, do you find any negatives about now being your own boss? Maybe, you know?
Yeah, TV like, is so fun.
I'm just gonna ask: are you easily distracted by what's on TV? Or
the downside? It's not actually the TV. I joke about that because that's everyone's go-to. I do leave it off, but when the biggest thing is my 3-year-old. I take him to preschool, and I have to get him from preschool. And when he's at the house with me, it's really not a lot of work getting done because he wants to play. He wants to sit in my lap and watch, and that's fine. So when he goes down for a nap or I have him quietly playing or watching his own shows, then I can get back into it. So the challenge really is, you know, just trying to find the time. But
so do you structure your day?
I do.
Your son's name, I forgot.
Caleb.
Okay, yep. You mentioned it before, Caleb.
Yep.
So Caleb's going to be gone from this time to
I
this
do.
Time. You got to structure everything out?
Okay. So I structure my week. So Mondays and Wednesdays are my shipping days. So if you have something that needs shipped, it's going to be out Monday and Wednesdays. It just seems that, you know, earlier on in the week, it seems like it would get there by the end of the week. And if not, it'll be early the following week. So really want those out. And when he's at school, that's when I'm sort of doing like planning my week, or if I need to pencil something roughly, that's when I do it. Or I do a little bit of house chores if it's a slow day. When he comes back, it's lunchtime, a little bit of play. He goes down for a nap, and then I'm all over it until my wife gets home. And then I'm working until, you know, so my company, it's Midnight 27 Studios. Midnight represents I am working to midnight. And it's not just on drawings. It's also sort of the mindset of small business owners of, you know, they're the ones who are working through midnight too on trying to figure out how to market themselves, and they may not be good at it. So I want to take that from, let me do the midnight marketing for you, and I will take that off so you can rest at ease knowing that a professional has your designs.
Okay.
So
all right.
It's sort of a multi-functional name, but it's definitely a mindset, and there is no set hours. It is every day, all day, working, and yeah, honestly, I can't even say it's work because I enjoy every bit of it. Even when I'm sitting there waiting for files to export, I'm like, this is my job now, and it's still so surreal to me. Ask me again 5 years, I may be burned out, but I don't know. I'm having way too much fun.
That's good. So you talked a little bit about commission work. I saw that recently you've done 2 commissions that were big commission pieces. One was The Flash, and we talked a little bit about how much you enjoy The Flash, and he's a favorite of yours. But the one I wanted to ask about, Godzilla.
So that
was that a tough one? Because it's a creature, it's not a superhero.
Yeah, so that really wasn't even a commission. That I'm trying to rebuild like my print portfolio. And if anyone has ever stopped my booth, they see horror stuff like, you know, right here. You know,
yeah, right
Jason,
here, yeah.
Freddy Krueger, Michael Myers, and Scream. And then they see some superheroes, but they don't really get to see a lot of the fantasy creature, so I figured, you know, King Kong's coming out next year, Godzilla is still kind of hot, let's do some creature prints. So I'm working on those, and actually I got a good friend of mine, Jeff Austin, is inking them for me. So I did the pencil, so I was able to dedicate a lot of energy into the pencils, knowing I'm not going to be the one inking it. I'm going to give that to an inking pro who has years of experience, and I trust him. I'm excited to see what he does. When I get back, I'm going to color it. So it's kind of a nice little collaboration.
Okay. All right. Okay. I was just curious about that one because I know that, you know, we talked that you've done a variety of different ones, including Walking Dead and Justice League and a couple of different things.
Yep.
And it's getting crazy in this lobby. Can I just tell you
that
right
now? It is. It really is.
You hear things falling and that. Folks, we're safe.
Yeah.
It's not, there's no earthquake going on, but it just sounds like it. anyways, so and the Flash was the one that you did just recently. Did somebody request that one?
They did. And the Flash that you've been seeing is kind of a ruse,
okay.
Because it's actually a Christmas gift for a guy.
Oh, all right.
From
all
his mother. I can't say who because it, and
oh,
I
sure, right. Yeah,
I haven't posted the final because it's like I said, it's a Christmas gift, and I have all these people on social media, so I have to be real cautious what I do. But the Flash that everyone's been seeing is I sort of took what I did for her and then turned it into the Flash just to have a new cool piece.
Okay.
I do a lot of those personalized stuff, and there's, you know, what you see on Facebook, there's about four or five that I can't post until after Christmas because they're
all
gifts.
Right.
And that's the part I really enjoy about what I do. It's not, hey, draw Batman or hey, draw Supergirl or something. It's, hey, can you turn me into this? Or I did a commission of a woman that I used to work with, her two dogs. And it was completely out of my element because they were really bright, vibrant colors, watercolor, splash. Like, it looks like a splatter, but it's these dogs. And to me, that's more, you know, more impactful than, you know, just drawing a poison ivy for somebody. Or, you know, I like making something that is straight from the heart for them.
Sure. Yeah, so. Yeah, gotcha. Well, as a matter of fact, you have posted right now because it's Christmas time. You have reduced commission prices.
I do. So I've got a pre-Black Friday sale going on where 3x5s are $5, and that is pencil, ink, or full color, whatever finish you want. I think I don't have one in front of me, but if you go to my Facebook page, The Art of Adam Fields, I have it on there. It's also on my website, midnight27studios.com. It's running until the 25th. In January, I'll be releasing my new commission price book. So, you know, I'm trying to get as many people locked into the 2006 rates before the...
It's not 2016.
Even, yeah, 2016. Sorry. Jumping back in time here. It's not going to be a big price hike either, because I still feel that, you know, individuals, I want to make my artwork still accessible for people, but not break their wallets. You know, I'm trying to find the happy medium, and right now the response has been great, and I don't want to raise it too much because I don't want to turn a lot of people away. But then again, I still need to be, now it's full time, got to pay the bills and feed the family. So.
Sure.
But, you know, I'm never going to be one to go out there and try to screw somebody over, obviously. So
you're working on a card game? I read that.
Yeah.
This is can you talk a little bit about that?
So, I mean, it's not my card game. It's actually a company called Irimon Entertainment.
Oh, okay.
And they're a startup company. As their name says, it's entertainment. And the guy who runs it is his mom is a full-blood Jamaican.
Okay.
So Iri means, like, cool, or it's hard to explain, but when he brought me on, I'm actually going to be working on a comic book title for him called Hit Mom. It's about a CIA mom who is also an assassin, you know, so it's an interesting concept. I can't really say too much more about it, but I'm excited to get started on that. But the card game, it's called Stacks, and I don't even know how to play it. It was a bunch of random drawings that... it was like a dinosaur, a car, the Big Bang, a black hole, a vacuum cleaner, just random. I think there was 24 random things I had to draw.
Okay.
And we're actually going to be doing a game night where I learned how to play it.
Okay.
Because
All right.
they want me to do the box art, and I told them, I said, look, I want to do box art. That's great. I need to know what I'm doing on the box art to help sell this thing.
When is it coming out? Do they have a release
date yet. I know we got a. I think the meeting is actually in the next couple weeks to play the game. So I think we'll talk more about. You know, they were sort of waiting for the artwork. They didn't have anybody to do the artwork until brought on board, and I knocked them out as quickly as I could to help them along. So,
and they are local, correct? Dayton area.
The Dayton area. So, and I expect them to be a pretty big name by the end of next year, because the guy who's driving it is really passionate about entertainment and really just wants to help bring more jobs to that area that are creative. So I'm excited to be a part of that.
Cool, that's cool. Recently I saw that you went and lectured.
I did.
So you were out of the Cincinnati Christian University, correct?
I was.
What was the talk? Was it just you, or was it a panel of folks, or?
So the gentleman, he's a freshman. His name's Xavier Sullivan, and he wanted to bring together a bunch of creative people that, you know, you just, it's kind of, I pictured it like the Breakfast Club. Like, you have your jocks, you have your poets, you have this and that.
Who was the John Bender? Was there a John Bender?
There was. But he wanted to bring this group together, and so that they can sort of show that if you're a jock, you can still be creative. So that it was a great little collaboration, but I was the only professional that he brought in besides another friend of mine. His name's Chad. So we both got to talk about the process of creating art and all that. But I talked a little bit about, you know, following your dreams, you know, and sacrifices have to be made, and, you know, nothing is easy that's meant worthwhile. So, you know, my talk was more geared towards them as students, not just, hey, comic books are great. It's, you know, here's a life lesson within the fun.
Was it a class or a group?
It was a club.
100 people? Less than 100?
There's about 20.
25? Okay, yeah. So more intimate group.
Yeah, it was. It was more intimate, and they definitely were excited to have someone from the outside that wasn't like their professor or their professor's wife or something. They were, and to me, I like those settings more than like the crowd, because I mean, I'll talk to a crowd, no problem, but where I can actually, once my talk's over and we're on a break, I can go talk to each person individually and sort of help answer questions that they may have. So to me, it was a great experience, and I actually walked away a little more blessed than I went in. The thing is, I'd never been to that school, and I asked him, I said, dude, you had me drive through the ghetto to get here. And the school is literally up a hill. I swear it was about 90 degrees driving straight up to get to the parking lot, but it was amazing.
So would you do more of that in the future?
I would, absolutely. Yeah. I love talking to people. So
let's talk about you. The last time we sat down and chatted, you have had a very busy 2016. You've been at a lot of cons. Most recently, you were also at Miami Comic Con, Miami Valley Comic Con.
Miami Valley, yep, in Troy.
How was that?
It was good. It was cold. The traffic was slow. I think it's because it was recently the Piqua Comic Con, and they changed the venue to the Miami County Fair, and I don't think a lot of people realize that. So, you know, I feel that later in the year, people are starting kind of burned out on conventions.
Sure.
This one in particular was decent, but I feel that it's close enough to Black Friday that I had a lot of people buying gifts. Mm-hmm. That's what was happening at my table, was they wanted commissions for gifts. They were buying blank sketch covers. They were buying prints for family and friends. So that's what I'm finding.
Did they move the show? Wait a minute. Time out. To Montgomery County Fairgrounds?
Not Montgomery. Miami. Yeah.
Is that in Dayton?
Yeah. Yeah. It, closer to Troy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
It was Montgomery County Fair, Montgomery County, and then Miami County. It was like, I think, north of
I got those two confused.
Yeah, it was two.
Because Montgomery's in like downtown Dayton, right? Okay. That's what I was thinking of. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'd never been to this one, so I didn't know what was going in, but everyone was saying, you know, Piqua was so busy and this one was real slow, but I'm like, new venue, you know?
Right.
You got to
give
them benefit of the doubt. New venues are always tough to to, you know, advertise for. So,
have you heard back from Indiana Comic Con yet?
I did. I will be there.
You are going to be there.
Yep.
All right.
I've got 10 booked up for next year so far. So that's exciting, and I'm looking for more shows,
including Space.
Yep, and
you'll
Space.
Be back in Columbus in April for Space.
I'll be in Space. I'll be back at all the Jeff Harper shows here.
Okay.
All Jim and Dan shows. I'll be at Cincy Comic Expo. I'm gonna shoot for Cincinnati Comic Con again.
You know, real quickly, Adam Fields, that man right there, Steve Steiner, is leaving the show. I don't know if you met Steve. You might not want to admit that you know him. He might get you in trouble. Anything you would like to say, Steve, to defend yourself?
No? No, I'll take it.
He's taking it like a champ. Take care. These cons are a lot of fun. It's a lot of family time too. I feel, you know, you get to know the people in the circuit, especially when you go to the same ones,
right, all
around the same area.
Yeah.
So
I think you should have known that I was going to do that.
Oh
to
yeah.
Him. I mean, I mean,
that's funny. Yeah. So
anyways,
that's definitely, you know, what I like about the Comic Cons are, you know, you do get to know people, and
sure,
I'm trying to find the, you know, Indiana is a new one for me, Space is a new one for me, although Space is in the same area that I've been in, so I expect to see a lot of familiar faces, but there's always this, you know, handful of people that you don't know.
Well, right, and Space, as been mentioned many times on this podcast, draws from a lot of different places. You have people from Michigan, Indiana, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, even a few folks from up in Canada come down. So, in fact, I think, if I remember correctly, Bob Corby said California is the farthest somebody's came. So
that's great.
It's a big show, and so
I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, most definitely. Let's see here. So, let's go back to Prowl.
Okay.
Because I know that we talked before. You have quarterly releases.
Quarterly releases, that's right.
But how long is the storyline going to stretch out?
Indefinite.
Indefinite.
So,
all right.
I've got enough story wrote out right now that's going to last me. Now, I should say, I'm going to back up. So, 2017 is going to be quarterly releases. I'm going to aim for 2018 to be bi-monthly.
Okay.
My goal is to have the main story arc to be monthly, and then have some spin-offs be the bi-monthly, and then annuals. It's a long storyline, and there's going to be a lot of interesting characters, and I'm starting to already set up for one big spin-off that'll happen in 2018. So, you know, I've got enough story here to keep this going on as long as the fans want it. So, you know, I'm hoping that people get as excited as I am about it. I've let a few people read the issue one.
And what did they say?
They loved
it.
They said, you know, this was, honestly, they didn't know what to go into expect because it's just got a werewolf and they didn't know the storyline. But when they got into it, they didn't really care that they don't know the full plot yet because it's only issue one. They just thought it was really entertaining the way that I set it up. And my biggest critic is my wife. So I let her read it, and she even said the same thing. She goes, this was actually very captivating, which is a huge compliment coming from someone who reads all the time. Issue two, I actually let her read the full outline that I have for the next few years, and she's like, this is heading in a great direction. She's like, it's going to be good. So that's positive for me, and she's the only one who's actually seen the stuff firsthand. But I'm anxious to see how the issue one's received, and then really issue two, where it is more about Prowl and not just character development. It's about what he's about. So, I'll admit issue one's a slower pace, but issue two really takes it off.
Do you still have some of your Prowl stuff in your portfolio?
I do.
I know that people can't see this at home, but nonetheless, you still have it there? And has anybody commented today about it?
Always. It is the centerpiece of my table.
Sure.
I have all the issue one ink pages, and then I already got issue two pencils in there. And that's actually what people stop and look at is issue two, because, like I said, it's more action-packed, and they're already looking like, this is awesome. And it's not just about the story at this point, because they don't know the story, they just see the artwork, and that's what draws a lot of people. That's what drew me into doing a lot of stuff. I used to play, and I put that in air quotes, Magic the Gathering, but I just collect the cards because the artwork looked cool. I don't know what they did, I just liked the cards, you know. So I wanted artwork that complements the story.
Okay.
So
yeah
you know,
you never won any Magic tournaments, did you?
No. No. My cousins always took advantage of me because they knew what the cards did. And they're like, hey, this one looks cool, Adam. You're right. I'll take it.
And it's a horrible card. Yeah, it was a lousy one, wasn't it? Some character that couldn't do anything.
No, but it looks sweet. So that's what I was after. So I'm trying to play into that, you know. This looks cool, guys. And they're like, yeah, let's do it. So
yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
All right.
At least.
And you're going to have to refresh my memory, but you also had another project that you wanted to work about with an evil possessed GPS system.
That's right, the GPS story. So I've actually been thinking a lot about that one here recently. It kind of hits home for me. There was a real sad event that happened in our life. We lost someone suddenly, and it was due to someone hitting her on accident. But it reminded me of the story. Like, distracted driving is so common now, and it's hitting home. And that's kind of what the story is about, is, you know, about a guy who's trying to live with this regret, and it's just eating at him every day. I wanted it to be a graphic novel, but I think it would serve better as a novel itself with illustrations to help support the story.
Okay.
So I'm thinking that's going to be the way I go. One, it's going to be easier and quicker to get out because it'll have like maybe 10 illustrations versus pages and pages and pages.
Sure. Yeah.
And I can actually dive deeper into the emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And all that with just words instead of trying to relay, via picture. So,
will you map that out similar to the same way that you map out your comics?
Because I would.
One of the things we talked about is how you kind of try to be more hands-on in the way in which you manipulate your mapping things out with the post-it and everything. So if you would like to recap that, you're more than
absolutely
welcome to.
So, you know, the way I approach writing is the post-it note method, where I have a big blank wall or a whiteboard, and I just write down, you know, the very end at the very beginning, put those at the opposite ends of the whiteboard, and then I just fill in the climax and then what happens in between those. And if I feel like this part needs to happen here, I just take the post-it note, I'll move it. So it's not even that big of a deal. I really like that. And then when you're done, you take a picture of it and you got it. But for this, I feel like, definitely...
With a novel, you would keep the same format.
Keep the... Because that's what I'm comfortable with. Now, I've already got it mapped out, but I want to, like... It's just, like, outline form right now. I want to do the whole wall thing because there could be more stuff now that, you know, we've lived something similar to this. I feel that I can actually give more, in, you know, of real life perspectives on, you know, here and there. So I want to visually see it. So I think I will take that approach when I'm ready to write that story.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So you also mentioned on the last time you were on here, you love the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I do. I do. I love those dudes, and the Batman crossover was great.
Yeah.
So fun thing was, my favorite thing to do, if anyone ever comes to a Comic-Con and to see me, they'll see that I have blank sketch covers on all over my table. I love them. I do some pre-done ones that I hope to sell. If not, I have like a whole bucket full of blank ones. One of it shows, I'll just piddle around here and there. One show I did was a Ninja Turtle Batman one, and I did it for fun. I put it on Facebook, and it sold in like 14 minutes. It was ridiculous. So yeah, that was a fun piece for me to do, was Ninja Turtles and Batman.
But you've been a fan of Turtles for a long time.
Well, right? Growing up, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Growing up. The Fox Box was my... Actually, we talked about that earlier today.
Yeah, really?
Fan and I was talking about the Ninja Turtles, so I was like, yeah, this you know, they didn't care for the new movies, which I'm okay with. I like those. You know, it's going towards a new demographic. So.
Sure, yeah. And it's a little bit different. Yeah. And, you know, anywho, it's getting crazy in this lobby. It's a good thing, because we're getting close to wrapping up anyway.
Yeah, we
so
are.
That's fine. We can...
Yeah, yeah, that's... These shows get busy. I love it.
All right, well, let's talk real quick. As we're getting close to wrapping things up, what advice would you give to anybody who wants to get into the comic book industry?
Yeah, so the only advice that I have is draw daily. Be flexible. You know, it's different than the advice that I give earlier, you know, in my previous shows. you know, I've learned a lot doing this full time now. And I've only been doing it for just under 2 months full time. But in just 2 months, I've learned that people, you have to be open to people. You have to be able to communicate and listen. Listen is the big key, because when they want a request, you have to know how to ask questions to make sure that their request, when you deliver it, it's going to be exactly what they want. So, you know, so you're not redoing stuff and wasting time and or issuing refunds and ultimately giving the best quality to that person. Research is huge. Keep current. If you want to do this, you got to know what's in the mainstream stuff. You got to know what's coming down the pike, not just what's releasing on Friday, what's releasing a year from now, so you can prepare.
Like you said with King Kong, yep. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yep, I'm already looking at, you know, I feel like I've already missed the Rogue One sort of deadline, even though it's not released yet. I don't have time to sit there and knock out a Rogue One piece. I may be able to do some quick little character sketches, but as for a full-fledged poster, I don't think I'll be able to knock one out. It's the quality that I would feel comfortable trying to sell to somebody. So, you know, you really just got to look at the market and, you know, years in, you know, about a year out and say, this is what's coming, plan for it. Uh-huh. So, yeah, that's the only advice that I really have right now.
There you go. Well, number one, thanks for coming back on.
No, thanks for having me.
As I've apologized a million times to you for all the technical problems the last time that you were on. But
it happens.
Yeah, you know, hey, you know, what can you do? But where are you at on the internet? Like Twitter, Facebook, et cetera, et cetera.
I am everywhere. So, I got Facebook, The Art of Adam Fields. I have Twitter, which is at AdamFields127, Instagram, which is AdamFields127. If you got Tumblr, it's AdamFields127. You see a theme here. And then you can also find me on my website, midnight27studios.com. That's now live, active. It has everything that you could possibly need about me, including how to find me on social media. So
okay, there you go.
That's
there you
it.
Go. And if you want a commission, right there at that website, everything, all the information.
You can shoot
right
a message straight through me, and all my prices are right there. Actually, even my sketch cover inventory is there, so I have to actually go modify it because I sold a few today, so I have to take a few off there. But yeah, I'm on there every day, updating, tweaking, making sure that it's as current as possible. So
there you go. It. All right, well, Adam, thanks for coming back on, man.
Thanks, man.
All right, I'm going to throw it to a quick break, ladies and gentlemen. On the other side of this break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. There you go, folks. My conversation with Adam Fields. And man, I am so happy that I got an opportunity to sit down with Adam one more time, because I really felt bad that there were so many technical problems on his previous episode. So yeah, you got to hear about Prowl, the book that's coming out in January. I mean, I've seen some of the art on his Facebook page and it looks really, really good. And by the way, speaking of that, it's The Art of Adam Fields over there on Facebook. Or if you want to go to his website, midnight27studios.com, it's got all the information that you would need to get in touch with Adam, to maybe order a commission, to keep on top of when Prowl might be hitting a bookstore near you, and even some of Adam's appearances, which I'm recording this on December 1st. He has a big appearance, I believe, this Sunday, December 4th. So go over to midnight27studios.com. or The Art of Adam Fields, and check out what he's got going on. He's also got all of his social media over there, too, for you, so you can check it out. Hey, I am going to throw a quick plug out there, because that's what I do on this podcast. I like to plug those people who have really cool projects. And it's also somewhat topical, because it is December, and maybe you're looking for some Christmas gifts. Well, let me tell you about one that you probably want to pick up, and that is Traficant, the Congressman of Crime Town. That's right. You heard Eric on this podcast talking about that documentary. Well, guess what? It is now available for pre-order on DVD. $15. It will ship December 14th. They guarantee that it will be at your door for Christmas. So if you want to get your hands on that movie, maybe you watched it on Vimeo or iTunes or Amazon and you liked it so much you want to have your own physical copy. I know that's such a old thing to do nowadays. What? A DVD? Well, I don't know. I'm old school. I want to have the physical copy if I love the movie so much. I want it. I want it on the shelf with all the others. But maybe you haven't even seen it. You know, my brother hasn't seen it. I know he wants to see it.
So I might pick him up a copy. Who knows? I just ruined a Christmas gift right here on this podcast. Who cares? You need to get your hands on the DVD. Traficant, the Congressman of Crime Town. Just go over to the website traficant-movie.com. That's traficant-movie.com. And right there in the store, you can find out how you can order your copy of that amazing documentary. All right, well, that being said, I think it's about time for me to get on out of here. But before I do that, it's time now for... Can you hear the music there? Can you hear the music? Yeah, you can hear it because you know it's now time for Orlando's Faves. That's right. It's part of the podcast where I, John Orlando, tell you about something that I think is cool, something I think is awesome, something I think you should check out. And it's going to be a movie that I got to watch over the Thanksgiving holiday. Now, I heard very good things about this movie. It was kind of on my radar, but it wasn't one of those that I wanted to rush out and see. But I happened to have the opportunity to watch it last week when I went back to visit family and friends, as I said, for Thanksgiving. And that movie is Hell or High Water. It's a movie starring Chris Pine, Ben Foster, and Jeff Bridges. About two brothers in Texas who are robbing some banks to hopefully hold on to their mother's farm because it's in bankruptcy and foreclosure. It was a really good film, and I say that because I think the ending was pretty original, and Jeff Bridges is phenomenal as the crusty, crotchety, old Texas Ranger. He puts on a really good performance. And it's got some twists and turns to it. Oh, I really liked it. I don't know if it got all a big push at the theater because it was more independent, but definitely you get the opportunity to check out Hell or High Water. I suggest you should. I think it's a great flick. So, all right, with that being said, let me tell you where you can get in touch with me. You can get in touch with me via email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can follow me on Twitter at PVDMVP. Don't forget to visit the PVDcast Facebook page, and that's simply facebook.com/PVDcast. You can get this awesome podcast five different ways from five different outlets. Obviously, PVDcast.com, the online home of yours truly, is one possible outlet. Well, I'm also available on iTunes and Google Play and Stitcher Radio and SoundCloud. Just look for the PVDcast. All right, with that being said, I'm going to wrap things up. So I thank you for listening, and I will chat at each and every one of you later.